If I were to ask you what your philosophy of life or your creed, what would that be?
Have a good time all the time.
A podcast has changed my life.
Shine, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
Greatest player, Corey Scott, is that his name? The guy that goats. The one that the police, he got charged with assaulting police officers because they caught him having a nap.
Recently?
In January.
Okay.
He's asleep under a tree in Moore Park. They get him at, it's 2 a.m. and he's like passed out, really drunk. And they arrest him because then apparently he tried to attack a cop. He then like defended all charges, went to court this week, got thrown out because the footage from the police came out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's crazy. He's just asleep. They wake him up. And he's like, what the fuck's, oh, sorry, I was like, you know, he goes, oh, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then he kind of then falls back asleep. So they cuff him.
Yeah.
Which are a huge no-no. And then he's like, what the fuck have you cuffed me for? I've done
Why is that
wrong.
A no-no? What do you mean?
Well, they've cuffed a sleeping man.
Oh, yeah, just in general.
Yeah, yeah, he hasn't really done anything.
Yeah, we've done nothing.
Yeah, oh, totally. That's bad.
That's the man that's...
I just feel like I don't think the cops regard cuffing people as a huge no-no.
Oh, no, no, no,
they,
no, no.
They love it.
Yeah, but then, so then he wakes up and he's like, what the fuck's going on? He goes, I've done nothing wrong. Mm. And then from nowhere, they just pepper spray him, like, into the eyes. And he's like, then he starts going crazy. Not crazy, but he's like rolling around, like his arms are behind his back. And then,
he's cuffed behind his back.
They rolled him over and cuffed him.
Such a vulnerable position.
And then they've got him there and they're like, if you don't calm down, he's like, what have I done wrong? And they're like, if you don't calm down, we're going to taser you. And they're
like, I'm stressed because of you. You've come into my
house. He goes, I can't see anything because of his back.
Yeah.
And then they taser him twice.
It's one of those things. It is like,
so now he's suing them for, like, I think, $250,000 damages.
Totally.
It's an injustice for sure, but also, like, cosmically, it's sort of, I feel like, retribution for all the times that.
Oh, yeah.
NRL players have done, like, they've been the cops in that situation to just hapless nerds and stuff.
Totally. Someone wrote this. It's justice. How nerdy were the cops looking?
On an individual level.
One was a hot girl, I think.
One was a hot what?
The girl that tasered him was pretty good looking.
Oh, right. Mm. Interesting.
Again, that is very karma in action.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about karma lately. I think about it all the time.
Karma.
Karma. I got a Toyota Karma that I'm getting from it.
Anyway, oh, I told you this. It's not exciting.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, I'll tell you, it's not that exciting.
What?
The message that I showed you, I was going to...
Oh, totally.
Because I was midpoint when Henry came in, but
yes.
Yeah, no, it's not sure. That exciting.
Hey, I got a question. Is this your equipment or does this come with the booth?
Yeah, it comes with the booth. I bought this whole place a few years ago.
Oh, you are the commoners.
Yeah. We went halves in it. Yeah.
Yeah. But can I get a serious answer?
No,
I don't feel like riffing or anything like that.
I note the comedic answer and I would like the actual one.
It's exactly
everything you can see, it comes with this.
Oh,
they want to have a podcast studio to be kind of a cool Silicon Valley-y kind of co-working space.
Mm.
And this is all part of it.
Great.
Mm, it's not bad. You're saying that
you're happy?
Oh, just again, because I've just been on the podcast here, I suppose. Mm. I've just been on the Mug Off on Friday, and now here I am.
Totally.
And very different equipment situation.
Absolutely.
And I just was thinking, I wonder if this is like bespoke to, what is even, I'm so sorry, what is the name of this?
Oh, this podcast is called The Good Stuff.
Is this a like Good Stuff exclusive ownership thing or, is it part of this?
It's shared, but I'd be very surprised if anyone else used it. So I think we kind of have like...
it's a good
squatter's rights. Squatter's rights.
Yeah,
it's a good studio.
Yeah, it's good. Everyone should use it. Like, you should tell... Because, again... Your big thing is that you're just going to set yourselves apart because you've got really good audio quality.
Yeah, but we don't.
But we don't even.
And Jared McGowan from The Mug Off, he always messages us.
Yeah.
And he's like...
He's obsessed with it.
And loves audio.
Because he's losing his... fucking nut at the moment because he has like
the
a buzz on his
that was a buzz.
And I was trying to be nice to him, you know, because he like
could you hear the buzz?
Nah, man. Well, we did it at Yaz's house
at the snow cabin,
at the sauna, which I quite like. I like that look, but we did it there because Jared can't get rid of the buzz and he's like really stressed about it. And I feel really bad for him because I'm like, man, people aren't there for whether or not there's a tiny buzz.
No.
You know?
You like the pod?
Which one?
Their pod.
Yeah, I'm actually a big... I think I've listened to all of them.
I bought...
I like
you bought?
I bought the Manscaper the other
day.
Oh, with their code.
Yeah. Has it come yet?
No, no, no.
Dude, it's good. Ready, yeah. It's really good.
Do they know that you guys
Well, I kind of did it because Jared, I had breakfast with Jared and he was like, oh, we've got to move some. Like, and then he was kind of, and then he's like, this is the code. And then he sent me and Tom a picture of his shaved chest. And I wanted, and then so I was like, I guess I'll buy this thing. And it is a big discount. Yeah, and I'm glad I bought it. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's arrived and you're onto it already.
Got onto it. You're escaping. Used it. It's a
abused it. Used and abused it.
I didn't abuse it. I did go a bit hard. I tried to go even shorter than that. Because you had a taste for success.
So are you going chest?
No, no, no. Balls.
Actually going nads.
I went balls and a bit above the penis.
It's such a testament to how easy it is.
It's called backburning.
Getting rid of it before it's a
dude. It's the time of year to do it as well.
I suppose
it's going to light it up. No, I'm saying before fight
season is back.
I said to them, I've never, when I was in the room, I've never sat in a room and been so sure that everyone sitting next to me's balls are smooth.
It's so smooth, man.
It is. No, like, but like they've all done it, like definitely.
Yeah, and I can like. A testimonial. It's smooth. That it's soft. It's so soft.
I think it's funny because a lot of the branding does link into like you feeling like a king, and it is very kingly to have a device specifically to shave your balls. It's too
it's
indulgent,
like Egyptian.
Really. Yeah, it is.
It's a pharaoh era.
It's being kind fed of. Grapes, kind of having that much control over. I suppose the most sensitive part of your body.
I like it though because I've always like I feel like self care is something I'm particularly bad at.
Yeah.
You know, like therapy, working on myself. I very rarely ever set aside time to work on myself. And I know shaving your balls is
but now
really at the bottom end of that spectrum.
It makes you feel a bit good.
Yes, it does. It does feel like a tiny bit of self-care.
You're doing something that's not necessary. No one could argue it's necessary, but like it makes you kind of feel nice. And I think going a bit above and beyond makes you feel good about yourself.
They've really done a good job of tapping into like people who are grappling with their masculinity, who are you've conflated self-care and like just yard work. It's good for me if I'm doing a chore.
It's like mowing.
Mowing, but on my body.
Balls feel
but
nice.
Also on another level, Henry, because I'm trapped in this inner city fucking world that I live in. I would long to mow an acre backyard.
You're trying to ball shave your way out of the metropolis.
If I could, I want to go around this mow. Yeah. You know, I got to get out there.
You don't have any grass at all. You have a fully paved back area.
It's a nightmare. All I want is to. We bought a gurney.
Oh no, bro! I took this chick home. Fully paved back area.
What does that mean, bro? Not even child, bro. I didn't even look.
She lived in a city.
Anyway, so.
You bought a gurney.
Got a gurney, yeah.
Okay, that's kind of.
To get rid of some cobwebs out the back. Turns out.
That's closer.
A broom would do the job.
Totally.
But without you feeling like you have a sick machine gun.
Yeah,
you know, like, that's the main thing.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like that's what they need to do to most chores is just make you feel cool, like a little boy when you're doing it, which they've successfully done with that one. They do that with everything. They're going to be a much more efficient species.
Yeah,
I suppose they've kind of done that with ball shaving.
How can they blokeify washing up? They could put pictures of pussies on plates.
This is you. Telling your girlfriend that why you bought so much stuff at Sexpo, you're like, it's going to make me wash up more because of all these tits.
Imagine going around to a dinner party, all the meals are served on pussy plates.
But you're like, but you know, have a go at me all you please, but guess what? I'm the one doing all the washing
up. Exactly. You might think this is evidence of the patriarchy, but it's actually the opposite because it's evidence that I'm doing most of the domestic chores. And as a result, that is my domain.
I like to eat pussy as well.
I love it. Yeah. I like to eat on top of pussy and then later actually eat some pussy because I've done the chores, so she lets me. It all works. Maybe making the water like dangerous as well.
What do you mean? Like putting a few little piranhas
The opposite of like a bubble bath. Yeah, like some fun stuff. Yeah, maybe like some battleships in there or something. Basically gamify it.
Yes.
Or with chemicals, maybe that once something's clean, it goes a different color. So there's kind of like, you know, in like Candy Crush or something, there's like rewards.
So that's
like visually and sound.
But we're talking for that. I think that works on just an exclusively human level. Rather a broadly human level where we need something exclusively masculine. So maybe just the color it turns is the classic patriarchal color, blue.
Totally, blue. And then maybe a sound effect that's boys or something. You know?
Yeah, that works.
Or maybe like when you do it incorrectly, it goes like.
wrong.
And when you do it correctly, you go,
shut up!
Damn it, that's not the right one.
Tom got here early.
That's the positive one.
Yeah.
Do you know, Tom, I spent the weekend down the coast with my father, and he told me,
catch up with family, yeah.
Shut up!
Oh, no, sorry. No, that's not what I want to apply. Actually, so what did you do on the weekend?
Can I just say, it was my joke push of the button for the ding, not the Cashman's.
Oh, did I look at Cashman?
No, for the listener.
To the listener. Oh, when Taunton started going, I spent the weekend with my dad, you probably thought, that was Cashman dinging.
Yes.
But it was me, Henry.
And most people that listen have a
Didn't like it, in which case it was me. I feel like you should have your cake and eat it too.
No, I'm
you happy
one
to own
for,
it?
I'm one for always owning it. Yeah. Okay. I don't like to equivocate around.
What's the score for jokes landed so far?
I haven't been keeping track.
I landed a huge one on the alliteration of put a pussy on the plate.
That was great.
That was an unexpected
been the highlight so far in my
pretty
opinion.
Big splash on that bomb dive.
Absolutely.
And that's self-admitted by me, someone who, like I say, hates to not tell the truth. I'm obsessed with the truth.
Particularly when it makes me look good.
The objective truth is saying that phrase with three P's in it and one of the words being pussy.
So now you're breaking down why it was great.
Yeah. What was the third P?
Plate.
Mm. Hang on, pussy plate.
I've only got pussy plate.
I said, how would you make the washing up good for blokes? I said, put a picture of a pussy on the plate.
I think you're adding peas. Put the pussy on the plate. That's three. Yeah, we'll give you three, but put a picture of the pussy on the plate.
I think I said
plate.
Picture.
Put a picture of the pussy on the plate.
That's great. Get that to, year two.
Get that to
therapy.
Smiggle. Get that to
put
like
a picture of a pussy.
To Smeagol.
Well, Golem. That's like a quote. It feels like a quote that should be.
It's the Hobbit, but the whole journey is just to tell him a gag. They finally get to the thing. They're like, this is a great thing about pussies on the plates. He's like, I like it. They're like, thank you. That's the end of the journey.
Well,
that was me. That was Henry. I pressed the button.
You just keep getting too many laughs. You're not getting attributed.
No, man. Let's hear this. What happened on the weekend?
Well, it's so not worth it now, but it kind of goes into the ding of a joke because I was sitting in silence with my dad and then out of nowhere he goes, do you know what TV show I like? And I said, what? And he goes, Planet America, the TV show Tom Cashman writes for.
And then it stopped.
And then it stopped. Yeah. Ding, so it is. Good, so that's a life ding for you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
I didn't tell him that I knew you that wrote on it, though.
You didn't even bring that up. That's a perfect time to bring me up. If I'm not getting brought up then, when am I getting brought
up?
I said
that Chaz is very clever, isn't he?
It's all him.
No, of course I brought you up.
Oh, yes.
I said my buddy.
Did you give him a gift?
That's so nice that you said buddy too, because that's an Americanified,
I say buddy all the time.
My buddy.
I would refer to you as my buddy.
Thanks, man.
Because it's fun and it implies nothing too serious.
Yeah, it keeps you at an arm's length. A buddy's not going to help you move. Yeah. But he'll have a beer with you.
You're not calling a buddy for help.
I got my dad a bottle of Japanese whiskey. Mm. And then I think I sent you a message about this. He then pulled, this was for Father's Day, which was a week ago or whatever. Mm. And then he pulled out the last five Father's Day presents that I'd bought him, all bottles of whiskey that he hadn't drunk. And then he said, I don't drink that much whiskey. Oh. I was like, okay, I'm going to stop buying you whiskey.
Yeah.
Or real good whiskey too. I started drinking it.
Yeah, you just like it.
Yeah. I just thought he liked whiskey.
Yeah.
Because every time I give it to him.
Why, because he's just a dad and that's a dad thing?
Yeah, and I'd seen him in my childhood drink a lot of whiskey.
Interesting.
And every time I'd give him the whiskey, he'd be like, oh, that's a nice drop or whatever. Mm. And so I was like, this guy loves whiskey. Like, he's...
That's the trouble. And I feel, I've been thinking about this, like, when you talk about parenting, I think there's a lot of risk. Well, there's a lot of just chance involved because you don't know what kind of lessons your kids are going to remember. And particularly things like that. He's just probably had whiskey one time and you've kind of internalized that as meaning he loves whiskey. So I feel like if you do have a kid, you've got to make it really clear. Maybe wake them up in the middle of the night, make it really memorable and be like, I love ice cream.
Right.
I want ice cream for Father's Day. In 20 years, and then they're going to remember that.
And then it'll lock in.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get to kind of get in front of it.
Yeah. I mean, that would be, any information like that would grow. Because I was it was so easy. Well, I had this whiskey thing, and now that's gone, and now I have to.
I mean, it's a pretty standard one. What's your go-to Father's Day?
For a Father's Day present?
Yeah.
This year it was remembering on the day. the end.
Oh, right.
I mean, I could do that. If that's what you have to do.
Just putting the call in. Also, after I had been...
What did you talk about in the call?
Oh, fatherhood, I suppose, and sonship.
Like, really? You talked about the concept of fatherhood.
Yeah. Man, I can't remember. We caught up. He told me a bit about whatever his most recent golf score was.
Mm.
I think he told me he got a hole in two recently.
Mm.
Within the last two conversations I've had with my dad.
But on he's a par four? Because that would be on a par three, it's not a conversation.
On a par one,
I think
it's not
it was
very good.
Probably a par four. He's a pretty honest golfer, so I would say it was probably an eagle.
If you had a two on a par three, it's not worth bringing up in a conversation.
Okay.
But a two on a four,
doesn't that depend on your aptitude? I'd bring up making a par. Still probably wouldn't.
But Henry's dad plays heaps, right?
There we go.
Yeah, he'd play twice a week.
See, that guy's making twos on threes.
I'm just realizing now, I was at my dad's house today, just before this, and I'd gotten him a Father's Day gift, and I forgot to bring it, and I'm only remembering now.
Did you wish him...
No. It was my birthday. It's my birthday tomorrow. It was a birthday lunch for me.
And on the day, you forgot to talk to him as well?
On the day, I messaged him being like... I've promised him a gift, didn't give it to him.
I'm sure he's just happy he spent time with you.
I think it's fine, but it's funny that I asked this question and then I'm realizing that I've completely fucked it more than you.
My dad was very emotional this weekend.
Right.
Him and I don't hang out very often, but we were hanging out.
I'll try and fit the word pussy into the next episode of Planet America. I know about your emotions, you fucking non-whiskey drinking fuck.
But at one point he was like, can you play some guitar with me? And I was like, and we sat down and we were both playing guitars that he built.
Moon shadow.
I mean, almost playing similar kind of stuff.
Oh, my God, like sad kind of.
Well, we're playing we played like a song called Tears by Django Reinhardt, which is kind of like an old gypsy jazz song, but it's pretty kind of sad. But we're both playing guitars that he built.
Wow.
And it was kind of like, and then he was just like, he didn't really want to talk to me.
Oh, my God, that's how he expresses himself.
And I was like, I got to go. And he's like, yeah, I think you should get out.
Oh, my God.
I have a similar thing with my dad and maths equations.
Sure. Yeah. You sit down and do Pythagoras.
Yeah.
And you both solve the long side of the triangle. And you're like, I've got to go. And he's like, please leave.
Again, I was joking when I said that, but there was some kind of math problem in the newspaper a few weeks ago. And that's legitimately what we did.
Really?
Tried to figure it out together.
Was it fun?
Oh, yeah. A little bit. Yeah, exactly. I feel like, kind of engaging in a hobby together.
Did you get it?
No.
And then did you have to look up the answer, or was it in the paper still?
It was an ad in the paper that said for a maths teacher position. My dad's a maths teacher.
Yeah.
And it said, if you can solve this, then like apply to be a maths teacher at our school.
That's
and
awesome.
Like email us.
Whoa. So he couldn't.
Oh, shit. So he's like, I suppose I'm not leaving my job.
Was it a good school?
Oh, I was in Adelaide somewhere, so I don't know.
I mean, fucking... Yeah, I mean, I like Adelaide, but they should be putting an equation out there to get people over.
If they're putting the call out to in a New South Wales publication, was it the newspaper you said?
Yeah, it was Sydney Morning Herald.
That must be pretty... Was it Pembroke?
I feel... Oh, as in the name of the school?
Yeah.
Could have been.
Is that the best school in Adelaide?
No, actually, that's just the one school I know of in Adelaide.
Yeah, totally.
There's a big one in Norwood, right near the garden, and it's one of the biggest schools I've ever seen in my life. That would be an equation to get in there, probably.
It'd be fun.
But the rest of it, it's like Adelaide is going to be tough to.
Yeah. It's like that Mercury Rising film we were talking about before.
Yeah.
Where they put a code in and the autistic and then they try and kill him for solving it. It's actually probably good that we didn't solve it.
It's such a convoluted.
Weight off your shoulders.
Yeah, they could have. CIA could have come after us.
Such a trick that the CIA, like a child killer in the CIA, has invented to be able to kill a kid.
Exactly.
What am I going to do? Someone who wants to get away with a murder is like, anyone who solves this equation
is a threat to the safety of the United States.
Can we all agree we get to murder them no matter
we put it out, right? That's the solution. Yeah. Or maybe make it a specific thing. So like, 11-year-olds are particularly good at it. So it's only going to, that's how you do it if you really wanted to kill a kid and have an excuse.
It uses some Dragon Ball Z references in the equation or something.
Exactly, yeah. Make a crossword hard enough, you get to kill.
I had a weird thing happen to me on Wednesday.
Stop
it.
Okay.
Baited.
Oh, I'll stop.
My
breath.
God. I mean, I would have preferred Tuesday, but other than that, I'm loving this so far.
Well, it kind of ties into Tuesday, so you're going to love this.
Wednesday is very heavily linked to Tuesday.
Very heavily. It involves my bin nights. We pop the bins out Tuesday night. It really does.
My interest has gone down, can I say?
So I go out Wednesday morning to get my bins, and the lady across the street runs over, and she's like, hey, can I just have a quick word? I've got something to talk to you about. And I was like, we might be in trouble for noise, or like maybe we're taking a car park. I don't know. Like anyway. And then she's like, you might have noticed a man taking bottles out of people's bins and putting them in his trolley, and he goes around all the suburbs doing this. And I was like, yes, I've seen this guy. Like, it's pretty cool, I think, to be honest. Like, he takes – it's a bit of a get up and go, if you ask me. He takes bottles, takes them in, probably gets 5 cents a bottle or whatever, makes a bit of cash.
Totally.
And she was like,
he has to go to Adelaide though, doesn't he? Maybe he can teach at that school. It's good accounting.
He gets the equation right.
It's good at arithmetic.
Well, no, they've set it up. You go to like – Woolworths often have these things.
Really?
Yeah.
In my mind, people are still going to Adelaide.
No. We've all caught on the Adelaide phenomenon. That was the 5 cents. But anyway, so she's like, this guy's taking our bottles. What are we going to do about it?
Also, she wanted to kind of conspire against
the man. She hates this guy.
Did she have a reason why it bothered her?
She did, and her reason was...
She's putting little messages in her bottles.
She's trying to get them to someone.
This
guy keeps taking it.
Yeah.
She said that he's taking the money, and the money should go to our council.
Does that how it works? The council is cashing in for the 10 cents.
We put the bottles in the bin, and then that goes to the council, and then they get the money from recycling the bottles. And she reckons this guy's on a $250,000 a year business.
Fuck off. No way. That is insane. She said 250.
She said 250,000. And then she's like, that could be going. And I was like, of course he's not on 200. Like, he's got a trolley. He's just pushing bottles
around. That's how people reframe when they're anti someone, and that person is obviously like associated with poverty, that they're kind of like, you'd be punching down to be criticizing this person because they're kind of doing desperate acts. But to kind of reframe it in their head so they get to yell at them, they're like, they're richer than me. But it doesn't match with reality.
Yeah, they're.
You're tricking yourself.
They're Jordaning. They're like lying about their opponent. Mm.
Oh, that's all she needed.
Yeah, she's Jordaning the bottle guy.
She is Jordaning
the bottle guy. Yeah, exactly. She goes,
my kid.
She goes, we've got a great council. That money should go to our council. I was like, I don't fucking care about my council. Like, I get parking fines every day at the front of my house.
You know
like,
what this
I
is?
I fucking hate my council.
This is a classic owner talking to a renter. Just like different. You're like, yes, I don't have emotions about the council, man. Give a fuck. All they do is bother me, and like, I get notices that I have to comply with, and I get fines and stuff.
Totally.
She's probably got a mate on the board.
Anyway, so she said the other night she stayed up for this guy because he comes out at night.
Like her reverse Santa.
Yeah. Waiting for him to pop in. Well, she did. So she said at about 11:30 Tuesday night.
Yes.
Your favourite night, Tom. She sees him going through my bin and she comes out and she's like...
On your behalf.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess on the suburbs.
She's getting the jump on her... She's like, oh, yes, it's going through... Tom, Sam, don't worry what I'm saying.
No, but that's a good point. She wants to be defending someone else.
That was
Sam's ding. And he got me, and I have to admit it.
It was an ironic ding. So
set a precedent.
Tripped over what I was trying to say. Interrupted the story.
No, but I think that's what she's doing. She'd be more happy to be arguing on someone else's behalf because then she can, again, pretend to herself that she's doing a good act for someone else.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though she's talked to you. And sorry, can we go back for a second, though? How clear did you make it that you don't agree with it? Or were you just like, great
not
point?
Not that clear at all. Okay, like, I was laughing along with it. I was like, because I didn't want to be like.
Did you say like, fuck the homeless, stuff like that?
No. I was like, we got to stop these guys.
Really?
No, because I was just like, it's a lot of money, isn't it? At no point did I fact check her, Matt.
That's a lot of money. Yeah, the amount you made up to deliberately be a lot of money to cast this person as the enemy is a lot.
She gets $250,000. I was like, that's too much money. We got to stop this homeless guy from stealing the bottles. This is
how
crazy.
Many cans would that be?
Well, I tried to do the math, and
it was just 10 times 250. So, like, what? That's 2.5 million cans you'd need if it was 10 cents each.
It's not 10 cents.
It's not 10 cents.
Five, or maybe
less.
And
that's before your
five.
Costs. I thought it was 10.
Well, he probably stole the trolley.
Okay, so then it's
cans of five.
Hang on, he stole the trolley. Are you saying that it wouldn't be a cost?
Yeah, I'm saying don't put that into the cost.
No,
but
like labor costs. Is he doing all that himself? Does he have employees?
Well, she said there's a team, and sometimes they just go each night depending on what the bin night is. So some nights are in Glebe, Sometimes you're in Darlington, some nights you're in Redfern, some nights you're in Erskineville.
Oh my God.
And they just do the, you know, like.
This is a great example of like liberal governments love to privatize things in this country that are already working. This is a great example of just like people have taken on themselves to privatize it. It's like if you get a few cars together and a few trolleys, you can just get.
You can make $250,000.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm starting to believe her.
Anyway, so she's like, so she sees him at like 11 or whatever, going through my bin, taking out bottles. She comes down. She walks out the front and she was like, this is what she's telling me. And she's like, get out of that bin. You got to stop doing this. This is, that's not your bottles to take. And he was like, go away. Like, what are you talking about? Like, let me do it. And
so
then she,
this all sounds pretty civil so far.
Totally. Yeah. But then she said that he said to her, get inside, you fucking slut. And then I, of
this
course.
This is more Jordaning.
Yeah, and so I was potentially, like, yeah, and then, I was like, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
So this is the second time you're talking?
No, no, this is in the same conversation. The same
she'd already.
This is what that. She's leading to totally, the whole thing. And she's like, and she said that to me, and I was like, oh, you should have knocked on our door. We would have.
What would you
I
have
don't
done?
Know what we would have done. We would have stood by and been like,
yeah.
Really? $250,000, dude? Like, what are these numbers? Like, Yeah, and I was like, I'm so sorry. That's awful that that happened to you. That's like terrible.
Of course.
What an awful guy.
Yeah.
The trolley guy sucks.
What an enemy.
I hate
it's as if you're my friend
guy.
And this other guy's my enemy.
And I said, well, what are we, I was like, what are we going to, what do you think the options are here? How do we move forward with this? And she said, it would be great if you could put your bin out later. Because they seem to come at like 11, 11:30. And she was like, if you could put your bin out around.
Now I have to change my
behavior. After midnight would be terrific. And I was like, I can't ever see that happening.
Totally. And you should have said to her, what I'd like from you is it would be great if you could just fuck a little bit less. Don't know if we'll keep that in. But
now leave that in.
I think she's the enemy.
She's a
I feel like she's made this up.
But I don't like her.
But you're in a spot, though, because this bloke only blows through every Tuesday evening, whereas you got to live next to her all the time.
That's true.
She's
more important in your life than he is.
As far as your lived experience goes, it's basically 24/7 with her.
But she can't tell me when to put my bins out.
She suggested or unrequested. No.
She said she was assaulted, verbally assaulted,
yeah, she
and if I was a good person... She came and like
she
out
told
to my
a very
door.
Sad story and then created empathy and then like she, made a small request.
Yeah, and she walked into the house to tell the story.
Into your house.
Because she was like, because my back kind of like gate thing was open. And then she was like, oh, I just wanted to have a quick chat with you. And then walked into the, and I had the big windows open. So the house is open. So she's in the house at this point. Telling the story.
Interesting too, because like you say, creating empathy, it's a tactic also often like used by people who are probably a little bit on the bottom rung, you know, people who are trying to request money from passers-by and stuff.
Totally.
Exactly the same tactic.
Exactly.
Telling a tale of woe.
Yeah.
And then
she's trying to make herself look like the victim when I feel like she's not.
I think I join with the bottle guy.
Yeah, you do.
I think
that bins are, I think that they're, you would know what's the law around bins. It's like public property.
Catherine, you
specialise in bin law.
It is. It's like once you put it out on this curb, it's like common. It's like,
well, no, I asked her about
in
this.
In terms of who actually owns it.
She
yeah,
said
yeah,
it's,
okay,
when it's
question.
In your house, you own the contents of the bin.
Yeah.
When you put it,
no one's arguing with that.
No, okay.
He owns it. I'm a bottle guy,
but
and
so
I kind of own your bottles.
If you, she's trying to tell you to hold it back so that he, they're not like, so that he doesn't, he's not going to come over the wall or whatever.
No, no, he's not coming. She's saying, because if I put it out later, he has to knock off eventually. And he works Tuesday night.
He just comes through at a certain time.
So if I put it out at 2 a.m., he's
probably
not
But that's not solving
not
the problem. That's just solving.
But I think she thinks every bin counts.
So she's probably gone to every.
Bin Lives Matter.
Yeah.
This woman.
Well, I think maybe she'll go around, go knock it. Or if she thinks if it starts with me, then she can then work
this
way down
the trouble
street.
With Corona as well. I feel like people's worlds have gotten a bit smaller and then they're looking for a level of drama in their kind of, in their smaller lives and often kind of creating it.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I want to say. I feel like that might be.
It does seem like she's creating. Because I like the bin guy. I waved at him the other day.
Maybe you start doing the bins. You ask him to stay in your room for a bit. That'd really freak her out. She hears clanging, comes out,
It's me.
You're the bin guy taking the bottles
and I'm
out.
I'm calling her.
And
bad
then
things.
She knocks at. Yeah, and then you get to. This is just
like,
in the same.
Get the fuck out of here.
In the same way that Mercury Rising was a scheme so cops could kill a kid. That's just.
Well, I would do it for
way to yell at a woman.
250 grand.
Would you?
It's only 5 nights a week.
They
don't do bins on the weekends.
Yeah, they don't do bins on the weekends, brother.
I'm not currently earning $250,000. I don't know.
Is that not right?
Yeah. Tax free, may I add.
Yeah. You're not paying tax. About a thousand things you don't want
to. What if I said to her, I was like, what if he paid tax? If we had proof that he paid tax. Yeah.
Did you say that?
No, but I'm thinking of good comebacks.
That would be.
No doubt I'm going to talk to her about it again.
Mm.
She's always pottering around out the front on the street.
I think you're, yeah, what's your position going to be?
Well, I like the guy.
Yeah.
But I made it very clear that I was team her in the conversation.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, as so would I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I need to segue from that into and then.
Yeah, what do you do? You just probably try never to talk to her ever again.
Well, that's, I might move or something.
Yeah. I feel like the bins are, maybe it's because when we lived in Leichhardt, I feel like there was some sort of like anger around the bins or like people putting rubbish in other people's bins. Often when I was doing things with bins, I don't know, sometimes this happens, you'll have
what you doing with bins?
Just putting stuff
what
in it
you doing?
And, you know, getting in, going to sleep, studying the law around them, seeing if that's legal.
Putting cursor wheels on them, racing them down big hills with other boys.
Exactly. Imagining the boys. But
imagining them solving equations.
I think I used to have like arguments in my head. Which sometimes happens, you know, if you're in a particular mood and you're like, oh, if someone said this, then I'd say this.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm often in that state when I'm doing the bins because it's kind of also when you're out and you might run into a neighbor like that. And that would be weird to be halfway through an argument and then kind of an actual one begins. I feel like if you caught me at the wrong time, it could you could be argumentative.
And you might say.
You're kind of ready. You think they're about to yell at you for your bins.
Which is
particularly if you know you were down on your luck.
I also think that guy would get that from so many people.
Mm.
Like she thinks she's this like grand educator to him. Like you shouldn't do this. You should.
He knows the rules.
And he's heard it 10 times that night already. So of course in his, he's first house where someone's roused on him. He's probably said, oh, look, sorry. I just doing what I can to get by. Second house. Yeah. You know what? I'm just making good here. Third house, oh, get out of it. And then 10th house along.
Totally.
Go inside, you fucking slut.
He didn't say that.
Can I say there was a race? Sure. I think there was a race dynamic.
Oh, here we go.
Because I know his ethnic background. He's Chinese.
I knew that before you said it.
Wow.
Interesting.
How did you do that?
Because also just on the same tip in my suburb, brother.
Right.
Oh, he's in your suburb. You know my guy.
I don't know if he is. Maybe
I think it would
is.
Be him. We're not too far away from each
other. No, we're not. But
this guy might be making 250K.
He's making some money.
There's a few. There's more than one.
Do you think they're a team?
No, but maybe they've unionized.
Awesome, it's so.
They're using racism against because people can't assume they're a team if they're all Chinese because people are like, just because they're Chinese doesn't mean they're a team.
Yeah.
So then they're kind of, you know, less able to be revealed as a team because no one wants
that
to assume.
That is so true. And they're probably not a team. She's like they're a team, but they're not. She's a rich silver-haired white woman.
Silver-haired white woman.
Who owns a big house.
Yeah.
And she's picking on a poor Chinese union.
And she's done her best to introduce into the narrative all these things that make her the victim, but I'm not sure I'm buying it.
She's
but
like our poor council. Who the fuck is the council? I don't even know who's on my council.
Clover Moore, I think.
Is she our council?
Or is she the mayor?
We wouldn't be Sydney. Are we Sydney?
Or no?
I'm City of Sydney for sure.
Yeah, you're not.
But you're Newtown. I think you have the council.
Okay. Yeah, Newtown.
I mean, this is the thing about renting. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that
I don't
is
want
the
to
thing.
Hear about the
it's
council.
It's like my council won't give me a parking permit. So I think let's take the bottles. Take it back.
Reclaim the streets.
Put the bottles in the car. And then if they're, you shouldn't be fined for parking because you're doing council work.
Yeah. The thing about once, you know, when we lived, you were talking about our old house in Leichhardt. We lived with Greg Larson. Remember when we moved out of the house?
Yes.
Greg had a mattress and he was like, We were taking all our mattresses and he was...
We were like, oh, we're renting we're renting a van if you want to chuck it in the van.
Totally.
And, he's like, no, I've sold it to someone. We're like, oh, great. Okay. And they're popping around here. Yeah. And he's like, yeah. They're coming around, you know, in the next few days. And we're like, okay. And then like a few days later, no one had come. And you're like, you sure you don't need help with that? He's like, no, it's all sorted.
And then the day we're moving out, he's like, yeah, I've looked up a dump. I've organized someone to take it to the dump. And then he's then driving to Melbourne or something.
Yeah.
And then it's like...
I'm in a
like,
car not big enough to put this mattress in.
I'm
either.
Like, what's going on with the mattress? And he's like, I've got a guy picking it up. And I'm like, okay, right, what's happening with it? And then he goes, can you give me... And then like 2 hours pass. He's like, can you give me a hand with this mattress? And I'm like, all right, where are we taking it?
I'm thinking we walk down the minimum distance from this place down this same road.
70 metres down the street. And he goes, that'll do, won't it? And I was like, wow. Yeah, so who knows who moved that mattress in the end. And then I think I drove past later to move stuff and the mattress had fallen onto the street.
Oh, wow.
And was just blocking travel. People having to, like, dodge around the mattress.
It's surprising it doesn't happen more because it's the perfect crime, kind of. Like, unless someone catches you. I've seen a few viral vids of people yelling at people being like, you're dumping stuff here.
It's very, like, I think the place where it happened would be in big apartment blocks.
Mm.
I used to live in one of those and there was like, hard rubbish. There was just a permanent hard rubbish fixture every Wednesday because I think the council had gotten to the point with a place like this where they were like, if there's, like, 50-plus apartments in one area, it's pretty much every week someone's moving out / in. So there's always just shit dumped. So we just are going to own it and just be here every week to get it. Because otherwise it just lives out there. Like people just, there's no ownership of responsibility to like not make this. And it's in the city too. This is the other thing with this woman. You live in the fucking city.
Yes. Like yes, Henry, there's just
things that you
me.
Have to put up with. Like it is loud and there are certain like.
You're demanding suburbia lifestyle in a non-suburban area.
Get out.
It's like the people that moved in.
That's a great sentence. I wish I had that in the argument.
You know the people that moved into like the apartments near, like a classic story of like Sydney complaining, the people who moved in next to Luna Park and then whinged about the screaming from the roller coaster. It's like, oh, like what did you think was going
to
happen?
Another classic one is the people that moved into the new apartments next to the Annandale Hotel. It was a fixture of live music in this city.
Tell me about it.
Complained. Oh, well, we are right. I will. Yeah. And
I'm looking forward to hearing about it. I know nothing about it.
They closed it down, Tom.
No! The fixture!
And then it rebranded, but they don't do live music the way they did.
No.
They knew what they were doing. They knew the roller coaster was there.
I feel like...
They still moved in.
My friend was saying... I was at my friend's place last night and he had a story about like complaining about the bar across the road for
he complained.
I know exactly. It's like as you get a bit older you're in the complaining.
Introduce him to my neighbor.
But then he had a very specific issue with them because there was a guy who worked at this pub. He wasn't concerned about the noise so much is that one man came out and with bird seed, I think on his like smoke break or something, and just would start
from the pub.
From the pub. So it's like he lives on one side of a street and then like in, you know, the second level up, and then on the other side there's kind of like, it's not so much a pub as a bar with just a door into the bar, and out the front of the door, sometimes there's a bouncer there, and sometimes there's a employees come out and have a cigarette or whatever. And when he was having a cigarette, this guy was just feeding pigeons, and over the course of weeks, more and more pigeons caught on that this was happening, and then there was just like swarms of pigeons all the time, so he had to like complain about. It's like, can you not?
Can you not do the pigeon thing, please?
There's just shit everywhere.
Fuck that. I would probably complain about that, maybe.
But sometimes there is also, when you leave like a venue, there's like a bouncer escorting you away. I feel like...
You don't like that?
No, but as in that's because of complaints as well. Not only have the complaints, now...
They have someone ready to shush straight away.
They're prohibiting noise within the venue. Now, even people leaving, like they don't even let you stand there for a bit. They're like actually required to kind of beg you to walk down the street.
You know when you leave, the pubs sometimes have signs that say, please be respectful to our neighbours. Yeah. And I'm like, pubs don't have neighbours.
Another one
is... I'm like, what do you mean you have a neighbour? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
On the highway, it's like, please don't honk here because people like it very quiet.
Highway neighbours.
Well, and they're like, well, please be very quiet. I think it's actually about trucks using their brakes or something.
Oh, the compression,
it's like, it's begging people to be quiet, but that just makes me want to be noisy. I've done a honk a few times.
Just a few honks.
Well, it's like, yeah, these people have clearly complained to the council. Like, they think they're better than everyone else on the highway. It's very special to be, you know, more quiet here than the other places. So fuck you.
So you give them a bit of a honk?
I've only done the honk kind of once or twice. But I feel like when you see that sign, I think a lot of people would be a bit louder.
Some people, though, they live in this house, right? And then all of a sudden, they decide to build a fucking motorway next to their house. And then you're like, and they're not reclaiming your house. The government aren't reclaiming your house. And then you're just stuck next to a fucking freeway and you're too close to it that the property value of your house goes down. I would be like, well, can you keep it down a little bit?
Totally.
The road's been diverted through your small. Fuck.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Henry.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying. I feel like it's good maybe overall though. WestConnex, pretty sick. It goes back to the Sydney Olympics thing.
We were talking about the Olympics last week.
You see protests about where you hear about them, but then when you experience them, you're like, oh, I don't know, they're pretty good.
Yeah, it's very hard. It's like, what they're protesting about the damage done to the environment and like the people displaced and like the
suburbs that it affects,
financial, the cost of it all. Yeah, but it's so hard to like put, they don't do an equivalent spectacle of all that damage, but what they do is like put the events and the opening ceremony on TV.
Yeah, and we love that part. Yeah.
it should be a law that they also have to put like a Struggle Street equivalent documentary on the same amount of time.
Yes.
So that you see the kinds of things that do happen.
Totally.
I like that law
comes in and then there's like Channel 10 and like dark Channel 10. So there's like a dark equivalent of every channel, which just shows like, you know, them cleaning up after The Bachelor and like all the rubbish that was left behind and like the employees like that aren't getting paid enough.
Live,
the producers working overtime.
They go live at The Bachelor after the episode, the rose ceremony finishes and you just get to watch them packing up the chairs.
Exactly. And they're like, we hate this fucking show. Andrew G was really mean to me.
He makes us call him Osher. Yeah.
There's a host of that one. Welcome to We Bitch About The Bachelor.
Bachelor Truths.
You had a big night last night, Henry.
Of sorts.
Tell us everything.
What's there to say? You're going to cut this out.
Absolutely not.
It wasn't a very big night. It was enough of a few in a row for me to just have some compound interest.
Yes.
On my
being there.
My state of mind.
Totally.
And so today I'm like paying for it. You know, I'm paying some debts.
Here's something I was going to say before. I don't know if I've told you this story. We were talking about that guy waking up in Moore Park. Well, who was it? Like a rugby league player or something?
Yeah. I think his name's Curtis Scott. I might have that wrong. Plays with the Canberra Raiders.
Curtis Scott. There was a guy who woke up in the backyard, like where I grew up, my dad's place now, backs onto like a reserve bit. So there's like a local park there or whatever. And he said he was putting, like when I was maybe 11 or something, a man woke up, like, well, he just saw a man maybe 20 meters into the park from the backyard when he's putting clothes on the line, nude, kind of just...
Werewolf, American werewolf.
Yeah, exactly. Just didn't know where he was, like a very confused nude man.
Bachelor party.
Yeah, well, my dad's like, what the hell? Excuse me, are you all right? Like, you look like a very confused man.
What equation solves this?
And apparently started listing off the drugs he'd taken last night, none of which my dad had heard of.
Sorry,
like,
guys.
I've had a big night. I'm just woken up like in this park, nude. I don't know where I am or what I can do.
Really?
And he's like, oh, you're this is the suburb you're in.
Your dad pepper sprayed
him? Exactly. And,
hang on one second, I've got something in the shed for you.
Yeah, and now we have a nude man. It's pretty good. The family nude man. We got him in the cage next to dinner. We give him like the scraps, but we ask him how his day's been.
He must be older now too, because you said this was when he was a kid.
Yeah, and he's totally still there.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a nude,
older,
like a 50-year-old,
at least middle-aged man. Probably,
and thank you to the mug off, because the ball shaver has come very much in handy, because we like to see those nuts in my family.
Code word, the mug off. If you want it, it's called the Manscaped Hit the Lawnmower 3.0. Use the code word mug off, all lowercase. You'll get $30 off. It's crazy. It's a good deal.
Oh, that's crazy. Do you have any mug offs this week? But that's it. That was the only thing I could think of.
Go into the riff and then pull out.
Hell yeah. That was Henry. Henry nailed it.
Thank you, Sam.
I wish I had another one. But But then, I mean, the big thing that annoyed me as an 11-year-old is my dad then gave this guy my pants. I'm like, Dad, where are my favourite pants? He's like, oh, so before you woke up, there was like a nude man.
Oh, man.
And
how old were you?
Like 11 or 12 or whatever.
How small was he?
And shirt. I mean, they were kind of like cargo.
You're a big kid.
Shorts. So I don't think they were like kind of stretchy.
Okay. So
they would have fit.
I love that. Your dad's so funny.
But I mean, I suppose you got to give him some clothes. Jeopardize. And he doesn't want to give him his clothes. So he's like, yeah, take. I mean, it would have been cheaper.
This would be awesome if you caught up with him. Maybe can you try and have a discussion with your dad about whether that was actually a true story?
Well, maybe he just lost the pants.
Dude.
Walter White. Like if he had there was a moment where for some reason your dad had to destroy those pants. And he's never able to say why.
That's a great excuse.
He had to make up a nude man.
Totally. I think it's kind of true though, because there was another time actually I was, so there was
it's
like.
It's all coming to you. There was part of like a big drug syndicate doing equations.
No, people like walking in the back because.
High school teacher.
Totally. Yes. Like a lovely guy, but also like, you know, I guess just has his normal kind of routine, lives his life. Mm. Perfect cover to be the logistics man for the fucking bikies.
Logistics man, and that's why he needed the pants?
Well, no, because something went wrong.
Yeah, something went wrong.
A guy popped around and he's like, fuck, what do I do? He just gave him the pants and then he's like, no, shit, I've got to get my son.
He mopped up someone's blood.
Totally. That's the kind of thing that you'd use like a random cloth for.
And a stretchy fabric is probably, possibly, I don't know, if they're probably trackies better. Or
your
something.
Your dad killed someone. Yeah,
exactly. It's way worse than we thought.
Yeah.
But it happened another time. I was in the, the room where it was kind of like a study where the family computer was, which I would stay up like after everyone went to bed. Like,
God
teen.
Knows what you were doing.
And
on
like,
there, Tom.
Oh my God, I think God does know. And God knows the intimate details. And
looking up Star Wars pornos. Yeah. Were you?
No.
Just like we all were.
Star Wars fanfic for me. I'd like to read it.
I do remember seeing a porno once, and this is where I knew I'd gone too far and kind of like took a step back. Where there was, I remember there were these clip porno websites where it was all in, ordered by like genre in alphabetical order, which is like pretty classic now as well. But it just had like promo clips from and then to try and get you to pay. And because it was like alphabetical, I saw it in A. And then I think it had like a little, in brackets, like the number of videos that were in that category. And so some of the big categories, you know, there were thousands. But then I remember seeing Alien and then in brackets just one. And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm going to give this a look. Like, come on, what is it? And it was two guys in complete like pterodactyl kind of outfits, like head to toe, but with their dicks popping out. But everything else pterodactyl.
So they were like flapping.
Yeah, but and then a woman flying, flapping on her knees, like giving both of them oral sex one at a time, and then they're just standing there going with their actual voices.
And then, do you like that?
No, but
one of them accidentally came on some little boy's pants.
Exactly. My dad's in the video, like, Tom, turn it off. Your dad runs through. This is a live feed. Turn it off. I never thought you'd click on Alien. Come on, Tom.
He's staring down the barrel of the camera in order to talk to you straight through this.
Please don't watch further. And trust me, it's worth it for your future. I'm making $250,000 a year.
Wait, so it said Alien, but they were dinosaurs.
Well, yeah, they were just. Yeah, I think they got to a costume place and be like, "That's Alien."
I mean,
if they had a dick, it would be an alien.
It'd be so hard to do Alien parody porn, as in the movie Alien. Like, it'd be hard.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to say to like Area 51 style Grey, you know, the big head alien.
Yeah, No, it was pterodactyls.
I suppose it is like the concept of being horny for dinosaurs is reasonably alien.
It's similar, and I feel like a person who was depicted, which was like a humanoid. Pterodactyl kind of person that doesn't exist, so that would only be an alien.
Sure,
we don't know what aliens
look
like.
Would you have sex with an alien, Henry?
Yeah.
Would you if they?
Well, I mean, it depends on what they look like. Yeah, there could be a planet where all the aliens are just really attractive.
Or if
ladies.
They look like us, but a bit different.
Navi, like from Avatar.
Oh, no, of course you have sex with an Avatar. But they're a lot taller than us.
I like that.
I think they were like, you love a tall girl. That is true.
Tall and blue.
Yeah, well, what I just said, depressed. Yeah, you asked me.
I want a tour goat who's very sad. Yeah,
exactly. I want her tears to hit my forehead.
The boomers didn't make the Olympics, the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. I love them when they come forth. Fuck, I love them when they come forth.
I love them when they lose the bronze medal game.
Exactly. That third place waiting. Playoff on their fingers crossed. Like, go Brazil. Come on.
Yeah, would you do it?
Yeah, I said yes already. And then yeah, it was...
what if they were fucked though, dude?
No, you idiot. No. What if they were slimy? Know. I think that would be the big... Mm. I wouldn't like
so
slime.
So they fuck you, but then ask for $10.
Oh.
These are some slimy aliens. God, they're sexy, but my God, their financial ways cannot be trusted.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I was in the study. And it wasn't about the alien thing. Just another person kind of wandering in, because it was just a park near a train station. I was just like, I think I could have been looking at porn, to be honest. It was like late, and I finally have time to myself and a family home.
Finally. When after an exhausting day of entertaining, Tom gets some time to himself for some R&R.
That's how it feels as a teen.
Computers and
family
plus,
computers, like this family around.
Plus late equals porn, but now just computers equal porn. Now.
Exactly. There's no time. Yeah. But then it was like, this is the time to do what I want on the computer, you know, because there's no people over your shoulder.
Yeah.
So it did represent freedom that time. But just a random, very drunk woman walked in the back door.
Oh, what? Off out of the reserve into the house.
Yeah, into the house.
And she's jerking off.
Oh, that's hectic.
And I'm like, oh, hello. And she looked older, and I was like 14 or 15. So I kind of was old enough to know, like, oh, this is not, but I was confused. And I'm like, stood up, and I'm like, oh, hello. And she's like, And I'm like, are you here to see my parents?
I think a great question. What else are you going to go with at that
point? I don't know, but then she just went, yep. So I'm like, oh, okay. And then closed the door in front of her and locked it. So kind of she backed out as I came towards her, which is good. Oh, she didn't just run in. And then had to go up and like wake up my parents like, yeah, Dad, someone here to see you. And so he's just got to go out and chat to this
And what did he have woman. To say to her?
Well, he asked her to leave, but then she refused because she had her handbag somewhere, and then the police were called.
Because I've been to your family house.
Yeah.
There is a fence in between this reserve.
I think
there
wasn't at the time. I think that could have been one of the reasons for the fence.
Like people randomly walking into your house.
Yeah. Nude guys and, totally.
There was way less fences in the 90s.
So true.
And building sites weren't fenced off.
Mm-hmm.
I remember as a boy just walking onto any building site, walking onto it and finding all the drywall and just karate chopping. Straight away.
Oh, it's good fun, isn't it?
Right, just destroying their raw materials.
You know, you go Southeast Asia, there's still no fences around construction. If you want to do that, you could still do it.
There's ads for like cement and like steel. I went to Sri Lanka and most of their billboards were just ads for steel because they're still
needs to be on a billboard.
Getting steel. A lot of their building done.
Totally.
So
And paint, steel and paint with the big ads.
As in specific types or
like
just
a jewel no, type steel. Thing.
Just those products. We're getting
steel.
Pushed.
It's like we get like lamb ads that are general or like
it was very much
banana
like
or avocado, I think is another one. Yeah. They're being just the steel industry being like, it's actually stronger than wood.
Do we get banana?
I've seen banana.
But banana, just banana.
Yeah, but back in an era before houses need fences, there was an ad.
Yeah.
That was banana, na 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 banana, na na na, make those bodies sing.
Oh,
I've never heard this before.
Really? Or maybe where you grew up, they were already eating enough bananas.
Maybe. We were down south, though, not known for its banana production.
Or maybe they weren't available enough, so we didn't want to tease you.
Oh, yeah. We had our own problems going on.
Like what?
You know, milk issues. Dairy farmers was
Milk's
down there.
Another one. Got milk.
They were just naming ads. Now we have like, you have movies on billboards or like TV shows.
Yep.
Mm. Or phones. Like the new iPhone is always on a billboard.
The camera for it. They love that.
Mm. It's always like shot on an iPhone. And you're like, yeah.
Not surprising anymore.
Anything looks sick on a billboard.
Yeah, you've blown it up. Billboards Bullshit, looks, they don't touch it up a little bit.
Billboards
as well.
Looks old with the camera.
Yeah, it's like, it's not all iPhone. There's some other shit like going on. It's like a kilometer long.
And they're like shot on an iPhone 11. You're like, yeah, but what? what did you do in Premiere before you pop that on the screen?
Exactly.
I bought my yesterday. I bought my nan. She's 95. A new TV.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Which was.
And then she brought out five old new TVs that you'd got her. All the
previous years. She's like, I can't actually watch TV. No, but then.
She loves whiskey though, so I feel we've got a swap on our hands.
We've got an issue here. I've just misaligned.
Your dad loves Planet America. Get those five TVs up. Chuck them around.
Well, firstly, I went to buy the TV and the dude was like, I took her to the store to buy it, and the guy was like trying to push us to buy a new one. He was like, if you spend an extra $100, this one's like, I don't know, an inch bigger. And he goes, and just for you guys, I'll give you a 5-year warranty. And she just goes, I'm 95. Oh. And he goes, all right, just take that. But then I tried to show her how to use Netflix. Ooh. And she doesn't have a computer or a smartphone. And I didn't realize how that's actually one of the hardest. Like, that's
it's not.
There's
good.
No easier. There's no harder thing
Apple
you could
TV.
Do.
In the world.
No, I got a Chrome. No, it's just a smart TV.
Oh, right. Yeah, just jump in.
And so then, because I thought. The remote has the Netflix button on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this can't get any easier.
Oh, getting in. But, oh, that's just
she's
the beginning, mate.
And then she was like, so when are the shows on? And I was like, no. I was like, they're all there. You got to get down.
But they're all auto-playing and stuff's popping up. It's not very – because I did the same thing. I set my grandma up with Netflix. And I think
– can she use it?
I tried to get her into it by saying – by using The Crown as the
Dude,
thing that she would
all
enjoy,
she wanted to do right. is watch The Crown.
Exactly.
Because she's the same age.
Well, exactly. She just saw it for real. It'd be like if, you know, the Sydney, I don't know, what's a good example of something that we, the Banana Nana ad was now a fucking.
I'll miss that one.
Yeah, an 8-episode docker. Yeah, Taunton doesn't get it. Idiot. I set it up for her and like showed her how to use it. And then, because we'd talked about The Crown, she'd never seen it, but she obviously saw the real events. And then subsequently, I was like, oh, are you watching The Crown? She was like, yeah. And I don't know, I asked her a few questions about it, and she clearly wasn't. She was lying to me.
That's awesome.
So,
awesome.
And then I showed her again because it was clear that, like, she wasn't actually watching them, so I showed her again. So and I don't think it's lack of interest. I just don't think, I don't think they're capable.
Well, the big thing, I was chatting to her, and she was like, what if I can't get back?
Like TV.
And I did get that would be a huge because she lives
what
by
if
herself.
I can't get back?
And my mum pops sense. In heaps and I'm, you know, I don't pop in enough because she lives 2.5 hours away. My mum tries to get in, but it's like she's going to be a few days without the telly if she can't get back.
True.
Yeah, you got to like mark the remote up. I remember with my grandparents, I think they got a newer TV. This is before smart TVs, but we put like special stickers on the remote.
That's such a good idea.
Just to be like, you just need this one and this one. This and this. And that's because, TV is a very – watching TV is an up-down experience. You just go P, like program button, up or down or plus or minus
or
whatever.
And you can get through it.
It's linear as. But as Netflix is immediately like there's horizontal – you're like going sideways on what you're going to choose. And there's two –
when we're old, what's it going to be? You're going to be VR and we're going to have to go like 5D in a way that we don't understand.
Yeah, bullet time.
Push your head forward really quick to like pick it or something and we're not going to get it or something.
Yeah, it'll be
– You have both introduced choice paralysis to your otherwise – like your grandparents' otherwise idyllic –
They're so happy, like just
now
chilling.
Yeah, and now you're like, you're going to have a daily conundrum.
Choose one or the other, and you might not be able to get back to the other one.
I tried to start watching shows that I thought, like, I tried to start shows. I set her up a profile on my Netflix.
Yeah, I was wondering if you got her own or you're sharing. That's nice.
Mm. Well, I'm not going to make her fork out the $12.95 a month or whatever it is.
She's going to get all recommendations from you. She's
I
like,
set her up.
How to get a buff body number 3. Why would I want to watch this?
I set her up her own one.
Mm.
And then she has to, and then I tried to start watching shows that she might want to watch so that her
you tried to boost her algorithm.
Would be like maybe tailored towards her.
Wow, that's so nice.
But I don't think I don't think she can even get back in.
We need it on the linear system. It'd be good if every like Netflix channel, you just put it in as channel 17 and then 18, 19.
That would solve so many issues.
That would
for
solve
her.
It all.
You know,
if I could just get The Crown on channel 17,
get The Crown, get The Crown on the button.
Shows on the button because it's big for Netflix to be on the button, but like if The Crown gets a button,
man, it's so crazy. It shows how much the TVs are just a moment in time now. Because this telly I bought has got Amazon Stan, Netflix on the
fucking remote.
Is Stan all on the remote?
They're all on the remote.
Oh, Stan would be chuffed to be on the remote.
I can't believe Stan got on the remote. But that's probably only got 3 years.
Yeah.
And then it's like that TV's out. And then totally. We've got to get fucking, you know.
I figured out how to get Henry's network each channel. I reckon you just need to buy like 40 Apple TVs, I reckon, and hook all of them up.
But there's only...
In different channels and make them autoplay.
Four at most HDMI slots.
I feel like I smell an adapter coming. That's how you'd solve that issue.
I think it's just easier to put the crown on the button.
Yeah. I think pop the crown on the button. You'd have grandparents need their own TV.
And you know what the trouble is?
Like no one's they watch more TV than anyone.
This
and
is
it's
never
like
gonna
they
happen
don't,
though.
They're not catered
for. The 95-year-old market is just not popping, I feel like.
But
if
I feel
you
like
the numbers.
The turnover of TVs is so quick as well. We should be catering for these elderly people.
I feel like that's a big part of who's watching TV.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe then they'd need to update the TV a bit to cater for... I feel like I sense the return of smell-o-vision, potentially, as people's hearing gets worse. Maybe that as other senses get bad, don't new senses get good?
Yeah.
So maybe...
Smell-o-vision, yeah. They'd be
the crown on smell-o-vision wouldn't be great. Well, these old English people. Wondered,
I would love to know what that palace smells like.
Do you?
I would, because, see, I like it. I love it. Every time I land in London, I go to the palace first. I'm not even joking. Because I get
so
the train. Because I always get
English
the 3 o'clock.
English people must love that.
I always get the 3 o'clock flight from Australia, stop over in Singapore.
Yeah.
So it lands at 5 a.m. in Heathrow, right?
Yes.
Once I get through customs at 7 a.m., I get on the train to Paddington.
Yeah.
What's close to Paddington?
Yeah.
The park, not Hyde Park, but the one near.
Yeah, the one near.
The one
thing.
Near Buckingham Palace. Put my bags in storage till I can get into my comm or people wake up. It's like fucking 6 or 7 in the morning.
And you go and look
so
at the palace.
So I just go and have a look at the palace.
Are you seeing a change of guard or anything?
No.
So you're there up against the fence holding the two...
Not up against the fence, but I just sit there and I have a coffee and I'm just waiting for someone to message me for my day to get started.
Because that's the big argument people make about the monarchy, that it is they make money for the country in the end for tourism. And I'm always like, who really cares that? It's you.
I like it. I'm very vocal in saying that I'm pro the monarchy. Yeah, I like it. It's like the actual, it's real life reality TV. I think it's terrific.
I suppose. I feel like the Jamaican bobsled team, what's that movie?
Cool Runnings.
That guy wanted to live in the Buckingham Palace. That made me look at it in a different way. Do you remember that?
It's part of that movie. Not the specific plot point. No, sorry.
That was a plot point where one of the guys in it really wanted to live in Buckingham Palace, and then someone laughed at him halfway through the film. They were like, "Mate, you're never going to live there, you idiot."
Oh, they sneered.
I sneer at your dreams.
Oh yeah,
I sneer at your dreams. But then he was still won gold and stuff. So he's
I think they just finished or something. They didn't win gold, man.
Then he lived in the Buckingham Palace. I feel like that
was
that
a cool running
thing. He married the Queen,
where he lived in Buckingham Palace. He started Philip fucked up, and then he went on a date with Lizzie. Sparks fly, obviously.
Oh,
she's like, I love how quick you go on those sleds.
Yeah, you met her in bobsledding.
Yeah. And then so then he moved in and then, I think they're still together.
We were talking about the other day. I feel like if you had to have a hall pass in your relationship and you get to sleep with one celebrity, a classic conundrum of like who you choose.
Alien.
You choose an alien.
An alien or
hang on,
Tom's
one
alien.
Someone
the
that
flappy
you,
guy you can suck on.
Just some guy from LA who needed money and put on a suit. You're like, I want to fuck that guy. I want to find out who he is. Does the hypothetical have an investigation team to track that guy down so I can fuck him? Like who would it be? I feel like there's a good argument to be made for someone like the Queen in the hall pass.
But yeah,
if you had to choose someone. To have sex with. Because obviously...
Someone's making you have a hall pass.
No, exactly. So there's a genie and it's like you sleep with one celebrity. I think the standard choices would be like Scarlett Johansson or something that you'd have a good sexual experience and you'd be very excited by. And then afterwards you'd get to reminisce about that. It would make your life a bit better. You get to show off about it. Oh my God, I slept with this hot person. But I think it could improve your life more if you slept with someone who was a bit...
Well, to be honest...
Out of left field, you'd be, I think, a bit more prominent because of it. I think you'd probably get some funding to write, like, a memoir of what it was like to fuck the Queen.
One Night with the Queen.
Yeah, One Night with the Queen. That's selling.
Well, what I think you've got
chapter
more
one, squelchy.
You'd get a column, a daily column in the daily mail, or whatever.
Daily mail.
You get a column in the Daily Mail.
Huge turnaround. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of reflection every day. A few weeks in, you're like, whoa.
They put you on Twitter.
I think I've run out of.
Described it all yeah, so many times.
Beyond that, you would become a minor celebrity. Like whatever you've got an opinion on, you'd be listened to.
Totally. No, I agree. That's the guy who's rooted he again. The queen. Oh, he's the guy who rooted the queen.
Yeah.
Who's better than that?
You know, the queen's job. It's to serve her country, and nothing would serve her country more than fulfilling men's or women's.
Hall pass, totally.
So maybe every day someone like a carload will arrive at the palace and they're like, oh, okay, these are my British. They're all her. So she just has to
service them.
Yeah.
And then every time.
And then they get to check in to their hotels.
Yeah. That's just the airline shuttle.
They just take you straight to the palace. You say hello to the queen. Yeah. Hopefully she's. Exactly. You know,
if there's chemistry.
It's got to be chemistry. Yeah.
Well, like one or two a day, there's chemistry, but she meets and greets. That's what the handshakes for. Never I feel like you'd be very proud. Like every time you paid for something, you'd be like, fuck her. It'd come up a lot, is all I'm saying. If you had sex with
had
the queen.
Sex with the queen.
I think you.
But Philip was a known cheater.
Was he?
Have you watched all of The Crown?
I haven't. I got a bit bored. I found it a bit slow. I found it very beautiful. But then I found out
everyone
that it was
says
all,
that. They say it looks beautiful.
Yeah, no, it was lovely to watch. Clearly put a lot of effort into it. I liked it a lot. But yeah, I think at some point I became a bit. I'm a plot guy. And I feel like it was a bit slow. Mate,
what are you talking about?
What kind of guy are you? Scenery or plot?
Yeah. I'm not cinematography
guy. They can't punch up the plot of her life.
I know. And also it's like the real life of like the monarchy. Like how I'm interested in it am I? Like not hugely.
Well,
sorry to say.
He took a boat out to Australia.
To get a route.
And he was rooting them all out there, and they kind of danced around it. There's a scene on he goes to some kind of island in the South Pacific, and it's kind of weird. He's just on a beach having sex with all these women, local women.
It's not even relevant to the plot.
Like it's a very colonial type of vibe. Like it's
very colonial type of vibe. And he grows a beard.
Apparently, they watch it as well. Like the royal family. So that'd be funny to like, episode 3, I'm still rooting. Like 80 years old now, like, pretty cool.
He skips ahead on one episode on Netflix. And he's like, Philip, we said we're going to watch together. And he's like, there's nothing in episode 3 for you.
No, I've already watched it. Can we just go straight to 4?
Let's just go to episode 4. That trip I took. There's nothing interesting about it.
It's so boring. And I've told you about it, everything about it, every detail anyway. So it's like,
why would you want to watch it? Yeah, let's just move across to the time you were. Your corgis are in the next one.
Exactly. I feel like if you're a prince, you get to, all those celebrity relationships, I don't think they're the same as kind of normal relationships. I feel like most of them are open relationships.
Really?
Surely.
So are you saying, what's the Australian princess married this king of Denmark?
Oh, right. Yes.
You're saying
I thought you were talking about Kylie Minogue.
Is Kylie Minogue, was she coupled up? What's going on with her?
I have no idea, but she's a princess.
But Mary, is she in an open relationship, you think?
I reckon this is the thing about power dynamics in relationships, and that's why people, I think, often don't like when there's a too unequal power dynamic within a relationship. But if someone's got most of the power, they can kind of do what they want. You see it a lot with, sports people in relationships. I feel like they don't take the commitment very seriously because one person's quite financially dependent on the other one. If you're the prince, you just can't. Also, in the monarchy, that divorce is such a big deal that they're not going to allow a divorce.
Yeah.
You kind of know you can get away with whatever. I feel like the power dynamics are completely different. But in a normal relationship, people just leave you if you betray them. So you just don't.
Well, they don't even have surnames. The Queen doesn't have a surname, right? So it's
she's a Windsor.
I thought that was just made. I thought she doesn't really have.
Is that the excuse for having sex with someone else?
They
changed their name.
Down to the base level of rules don't apply. So why
the
would
first thing
relationship?
Is the name.
Have a name. They're Windsor. They had a German name. They changed it just after. They didn't change it till World War II when German names were very unpopular.
Does she not have a passport or something? She can just go anywhere.
Really?
There's something that she just doesn't have to have. I thought the surname was just...
I don't think she's getting pulled over to, get the security check getting the scan.
Yeah. She's got a scan. She, yeah, she's never been in that fucking food court at Mascot.
She's in the Qantas Lounge at the very least.
She's not even in
the Queen.
She's off the grid. She's the most public person off the grid there is.
You know,
the public eye off the grid.
You know, Harry and Meghan at Bondi Beach 2 years ago on their tour, I went down and saw them.
To go and have a look?
Yeah, just thought I'd have a look.
What were they doing? Just waving and...
They're on the beach. They were wearing like flowers.
Mm. Were they roped off?
No, no, no. Or sort of. There were like barriers up.
VIP ropes at the beach.
A lot of like me and like 30 to 45-year-old white women there. And then they were kind of with a surf group or something. They didn't go surfing. Mm-hmm. But then anyway, so then...
Photo op.
3 months later, I land very early in at Heathrow. It's like 5 a.m. Well, I've been at the palace. I'm walking through. I'm chilling. It's probably 8 a.m. I go to a cafe and all of a sudden I see all these like, just like police cars just like driving through. Who do I see again?
Yeah.
Just and in they're a like, limo.
Fuck you, you pervert. You tried once at Mondi. We told you to get out of
it. I get tackled. No, I saw Harry and Megs again. This is before the big kind of split. But I saw them through the windows again, and I couldn't believe it.
Wait.
Hang on, the split?
They split.
Oh, no, they split from the monarchy.
From the monarchy.
I see what you're saying. I was like, recently. God, breaking news hidden in the podcast 50 minutes in.
No. They've recently moved to the States. They've bought a big house in a suburb in Santa Barbara. I guess their neighbors on one side's Ellen, the other side's Oprah.
Really?
Oh yeah. God. And what they did, and I quote.
To be the paper boy over there, my God.
They did because I want to
get. I'd be licking those newspapers. I don't know why.
Why?
Not during COVID. Not during COVID.
As soon as they got the pandemic, Tom is licking. As soon as there's a vaccine, you're licking those newspapers.
I'd be in those bins, and let's say it's not about the 5 cents. That's all I'm saying.
Their neighbors, they moved there because they said they wanted to give their son, Archie, a normal life.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean... We love
to get away from the palace.
That's great. When you're in such a fucked up bubble that you're like, God, wouldn't it be nice to just live the simple life like Oprah?
Exactly.
It's just like, I just want to borrow a cup of salt from Oprah. Cup of sugar, sorry. No one's ever borrowed a cup of salt.
Yeah, what? Everyone always has salt, but sugar they're running
Everyone's
out
always
of.
Got salt, but you run out of sugar.
I think you're not allowed to pop around. In that kind of gated community environment, I think you'd be shot on sight. I reckon they all have like at least one sniper on the roof or something. It'd be enormous properties. Or maybe in the gated community, it's all lovely and everyone's like running around.
That's
sharing
what I
each other's
thought
pools
it would
and
be
stuff. Like,
it'd be we're kind of they'd be forcing quaintness upon the community.
Yeah.
So you would be people would be popping around for cups of salt, but it would be like in a convoy.
Oh my God,
like they'd get limo driven over to the to Ellen's joint.
Imagine getting a noise complaint from like Meghan Markle and Harry.
She's like, shut up. Imagine.
They'd be like, you're at too big a party. You'd be like, I'm so sorry. Oprah. They do need their beauty sleep. They're royal. I feel so bad.
Well, if you're at the front, Oprah rolls over and she's like, I need to talk to you about something. There's a Chinese man with a trolley that's stealing
it's
our
It's
bottles.
Jackie Chan.
Is he the
We're
most,
all famous.
Is he the most famous?
Everyone is replaced.
Would he be the most famous Chinese person?
It's him and Ronnie.
Yeah.
It actually is.
It's
but he's not Chinese, really.
It's him.
Ronnie.
He's ethnically Chinese, but he's from Malaysia and then...
But he's still Chinese.
Yeah. But, not
but
the same
he's not a Chinese. He's not a Chinese national.
No, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it depends what your definition of Chinese is for this thought conundrum.
Mm.
Maybe who's the president? Xi Jinping? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I guess probably in terms of volume of awareness, there's way more Chinese people in the world who would know who that is than there are dumb cunt white people like
totally
me.
Oh, no, but a lot of people would
know
who
it is.
Yeah, so
I refer.
He probably
I just
is
say the CCP.
He's up there. You just talk about the organization,
which I think is a bit of fun.
Yao Ming, up there.
Oh, not bad. Actually, that's a good one. Yao
Ming. You could memorable.
You know him, the big basketball
player.
Yeah,
of course, of course. That's like where I'm like, is it him or is it Jackie Chan? Those are the
Jackie Chan's a famous fella.
Well, I feel like there's other ones we're not thinking about. Maybe Jet Li, but Jet Li's below Jackie Chan. Mm,
he is.
Mm.
He's cool, but famous person wise.
Yeah.
What about the guy we saw do stand up at the Comedy Store in London? From The Hangover.
Oh, right. Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong.
Yeah, okay.
He's pretty
definitely
famous.
Definitely not up there, totally. But again, American, like not from China. Like, again, ethnically Chinese.
Oh, okay,
probably.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's got a very thick American accent.
I mean, certainly an American man. I don't know his history. But
he was a doctor. He's
Doctor Ken Jeong.
Americano for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, I feel like it's Jackie Chan then.
Jackie wins.
He's done pretty well. So I feel like now we've workshopped the joke I made. Perfect reference. Thanks, guys. Yes.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Anyone else got anything else to talk about?
There was so much talk about getting bottles off of the street. I feel like I should recommend to both you guys and to whoever listens to this. There's a documentary on YouTube called Carts of Darkness, which is about this exact kind of practice, this lifestyle in Vancouver, in North Vancouver.
Really?
A small group of men who have opted to not necessarily live by normal societal rules and regos, who get around in shopping carts, filling shopping carts up with bottles, and just live off of the proceeds that those provide.
Wow.
And it's about an hour. Next to Oprah because they make $250,000
I can tell you, they're such nice fellas that it's a shame they're definitely not on $250,000.
Yeah, okay.
But check that out, Carts of Darkness. And the big part of it that sort of like makes it quite exciting is for fun, they get shopping trolleys, they pick up their bottles and stuff, but for fun, they ride them down really steep hills.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But it's like half Jackass, half like an economics documentary.
Yeah.
They're paying tax?
Half Australian story in terms of like earnest.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you guys paying tax?
Well, on that same note, I'd like to plug...
The mug off.
Well, no, we'll get to plugging the mug off and the lawnmower 3.0 from the wonderful products that Manscaped do. But Hamish and Andy had a sketch show in 2006 called Real Stories.
Real Stories.
I loved it.
I got it on DVD.
It's awesome. They had a great sketch about the Andy Lee played a window washer that was making $250,000 a year. Mm. The traffic lights going up and wiping down the windows. And very similar to the bottle picker-uppera. So have a look at that.
Mm.
Maybe it'll explain. He lives in a fancy house. I think it might help you if you're still struggling with the bottle pickups.
As in, like, with the idea of it.
Because there's no tax-free dollars. Like, totally. Maybe it is – like, you can – they actually do a breakdown of the math in that. Mm. So have a look at that.
And I'd encourage you to go to manscaped.com and buy one of their machines, which can be used to shave your chest and balls. And I'd encourage you to pay full price.
Hell yeah.
No, use the yeah, help them out. Jared's like, if they don't get enough, they'll lose their sponsor. All lowercase, the mug off code.
All lowercase. Cans, picking up cans, cause I'm the can man.
This freaking election, I don't care who wins. Barack Obama, John McCain, we're all screwed, okay? I've been voting since I was 18 years old. Every time I go out to vote, you know what I hear? Some county keeps talking about change, change. They never got change. You know how much change is happening in my lifetime? Nothing, zero, nada, zilch, little things. Economy's gone up, economy's gone down. A war here, no war there. But in essence, the fabric of society is staying exactly the same. The rich have got richer, the poor have got poorer, and the middle class have flipped the freaking bill. That's why this election day, I'm not even gonna vote. I'm gonna stay home and jerk off the old episodes of Saved by the Bell. Tiffany Amber Thiessen and Elizabeth Berkley. I can't freaking lose. I even have third party candidate Mark Voorhees waiting in the freaking wings, okay? While you people are fighting the freaking weather in November, I'm gonna be sitting home living the freaking dream. What's next? What's next? What's next? Should be picking up cans. Paris freaking Hilton, okay? This girl's a multi-freaking millionaire, and she's